Forward in faith. It's next. Never has the world been more confused and the scriptures been more exciting than today. Forward in Faith invites you to listen to the international voice of the Church of God, Pastor Loran Livingston, as he ministers to his vast congregation of the Central Church of God in Charlotte, North Carolina. Stay with us now as Loran gives answers from God's Word to guide you forward in faith. And now, here's Loran Livingston.
See all of those heavy hitters out there? They're blowing trumpets and giving extra. It's not costing them anything. They could live without it. They're giving God extra. But I want you to see something. Look right down there. You see that little poor lady who hasn't had a bath in 2 days and her clothes are worn out. You see her humped over because she can't afford a doctor. She just dropped 2 mites in there. It's all she's got. And I'm telling you, she gave more than all of them because she gave out of her need. Our living matches our giving. Our praying is affected by our giving. Isaiah 58 will teach you that lesson. If you struggle praying, start giving. Because when you give to the poor, the needy, the helpless, the homeless, the hurting, when you decide you are a steward of God's blessings, when you decide it's not yours and start distributing it in the name of Christ, he says, then when you pray, the Lord will say, here I am, here I am. You got an account in heaven. It matters. And you're going to need it when you get there. Not me, Pastor. I've never needed money. I'm just going to go to heaven and praise my Lord. I'm just going to sit at his feet and sing. He won't let you. You're supposed to work down here and you'll have to work up there. So what am I doing? You are right now deciding what kind of eternal life you're going to live. By the giving, the working, the sacrifice of right now, you are determining for eternity what position you're going to hold with Jesus. Does that not shock or stir anybody? Right now, on this earth, in these few years, my life, my praying, my giving, my compassion is determining what position, what degree of leadership and authority I will have when I get to heaven. So it makes me want to get down to business. I'm serious. I've come to realize in my life, if I hang on to it, that's all it will ever be to me. When I let it go, it multiplies. And I don't know if you know this or not, but God is a giving God. He gave his son. He gives gifts. He gives good things unto men. If God is in you, that same spirit will control you. And you have to quench it, not to do it. You have to actually say to God's spirit, no, I'm not doing that. Because I need this. I'm going to need it for the future. Don't you see the condition of our country? Don't you know, Pastor, or don't you know, God, that economies are falling? I need this. I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. So I'm going to squeeze and pray. No, God says, whatever you give away, you keep forever. Whatever you give away, you keep forever. There is an account to which it is applied. When you get to heaven, you'll get to find out how much is in your account. That's why Paul talked about works. Some works that Christians have done will be burned up. They won't mean a thing. They'll still be saved. But others, which are made of gold and silver and precious stones, can't be burned up by the judgment fire. And they will be rewarded according to their faithfulness. Their hunger to give and glorify God. Why? The next verse. Jesus said to him, and him is that rich young guy. After the young guy said, man, I keep the law. He hadn't kept the law. He was deceived into thinking that because he did lots of good things, he was okay with God. Then Jesus said, well, let me tell you where you're missing it here. If you would be perfect, go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. What you give to the poor will go to your account in heaven. Until you get there, come and follow me. Wow. As a matter of fact, one strange verse in 1 Timothy chapter 6 goes like this. This is my job. Look at me before you look at that. This is what Paul told Timothy. This is what God tells me as your pastor to tell you. Now, you either believe I'm speaking from God or this is just Loran. If you believe I'm delivering you the word of God, then this will set you free. If it's just another preacher. And you know, preachers are a dime a dozen. If I'm just another preacher, go ahead and yawn. Scratch your head. Look at your watch. But if this is from God, the prayer we prayed to open up this service will transform your life. I am to command those who are rich in this present age. And that's all of you. Because you live in America. And that's all of you. Don't say, well, I'm not rich. Yeah, you are. You got stuff. You got extra everything. I don't care where you live. You got extra everything. You have a cell phone? Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Here's what I'm supposed to be telling you. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works. You know, Jesus died for a people who would be zealous of good works. Can't wait to get to work for God. They refuse to sit on a church bench. They refuse just to come on a weekend and observe. They say, that's not what Christianity is. Faith in God makes me get up and get busy and do something for God, not just stare. Tell them to do good works, ready to give, willing to share. Watch this. Storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come. Do you know what that means? Everything I'm doing right now is storing up a foundation, something upon which I can stand when I stand before Jesus. He will look at me. He will look at everything I did. It will give me a solid foundation, but not only for the future, look at this, that they may lay hold on eternal life. That means you don't really know what joy is. You will never comprehend eternal life. You won't ever get a hold of it. Till you learn the joy of giving. The indescribable joy of getting involved in kingdom work. Until you have that moment when God says, they need help, give it to them. And you say, here. You will never know what eternal life is all about till you can let go of everything and own nothing. You know, the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. So where do we come up with this idea? In fact, I said it one time and slapped myself when I got home. I said, I gave one time when it hurt. It hurt to give. The Spirit said, really? Then I didn't get it. Because the Lord loves a cheerful giver. What makes me cheerful about giving? Because I'm acting like God. I'm walking in the steps of Jesus. I'm blessing somebody else. I'm opening up an avenue in my soul for continued blessings in my life. I can't keep it anyway. It'll rot on me like manna did in the wilderness. But if I give it away, eternal life begins to bud up. Faith begins to increase. Joy will explode. And I'll know what the true essence of walking by faith is all about. So, I'm on alert. I am on alert in my life right now. Sandra and I are on high alert as a couple and as your leaders. Folks, Jesus is coming. We need to start thinking eternally. We need to get rid of it. We don't need to have stuff stored up, tanked away. You say, well, I'm going to give it to my children. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? If you do that, your children might say thank you. But if you give it to God, God will forevermore say thank you. It's eternal glory that you're going to get. Why would we do anything except lay up treasures in heaven? One of the scriptures that turns me on my head is about Moses in Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Esteeming, watch, the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he looked, look at this, look at me. For he looked past the treasures and looked at the reward that was coming someday. Next verse. There isn't one. You see what he said? He looked around at the temporary stuff, the gold, the silver, the fine food, the amenities of life. Woo, he had it made. He had chariots, the finest. He had sandals, the finest. He had everything. But something in this man looked past that. He said, this will burn down. This will burn up. This will pass away. One day this nation won't even exist. But I'm looking past all of that. I'm looking at a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm looking at a place in heaven that will never pass away and a kingdom that will never fall down. That's where I'm making my investment. And although he spent the next 80 years of his life struggling, he happens to be mentioned in the Bible now because he looked past today and he saw tomorrow and said, today will pass, but that day is coming. You've heard me before. I'm going to say it again. You ought to be living every day inside of that day, because today is going to pass away, but that day will always be. And that's the day we will see him face to face. Hallelujah. And I want to hear him, not a representative, not an assistant, executive assistant, not an angel. I want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Enter into the joys of your Lord. Can somebody say hallelujah?
You may receive an audio CD of the message you've just heard for a $5 contribution. In requesting CDs, please give the date on which you heard the broadcast. Write to Forward in Faith, P.O. Box 2430, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Or you may order through our toll-free number, 1-800-251-4024. Again, that number is 1-800-251-4024. Forward in Faith is a listener-supported broadcast. Please send your contributions to Forward in Faith, P.O. Box 2430, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320.